Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell the ones you write in, and we love when you tell your own. And, you know, we're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, and, of course, bring some levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
Same time. I'm like, what did I even do this week? I have just been, you know, thrifting. I've been trying to work on this room that I'm changing up, my office space. I think I've talked about that on here before, but I'm putting in this beautiful wallpaper. I definitely talked about that before. Still haven't started that, but you know, things are happening. I've been watching House of Dragons still.
Oh, so good.
What's the other one? Oh, I watched Dark Winds. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I think it was originally on like AMC. It's pretty good.
No,
it's like
what is it?
I think it's Navajo tribe police. I could be wrong.
Okay.
And forgive me if I'm wrong, but it's Native American. It is like set. It's tribal police, and it's really good.
Is it a reality show or is it scripted?
No. It's not a reality show. It's scripted. Yeah. The acting's great. It's entertaining. I like it.
Okay.
I gotta check that out too.
What's it called? Dark Winds?
Dark Winds. Yeah.
Okay. Oh man, I gotta put that on the list.
What else? I know. I'm trying to think of everything that I have done, and I'm just drawing blanks.
Don't you worry about it.
Oh, I do want to say really quickly before we start the show that we will not be here next week, okay?
Right.
We're skipping a week. I'm going to be out of town, so we're skipping a week, but we will be back the following week. So we're just going to miss one little week. Don't worry. Don't miss us too hard. If you do, go back and listen to an episode that you haven't heard in a while. That's always a good answer.
Yep, Booty Rope. That's one for me.
And tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Go listen to Booty Rope.
Booty Rope, so good.
What have you been up to? How's your week?
What have I been up to? Okay, so my week was, I love boogie boarding. I've talked about it on here before. It is something that I don't know if my ancestors boogie board. I don't know if there was a, if maybe there was a professional boogie boarder in my line, my lineage. I don't know. Maybe there were some thrill seekers in there. Maybe there was someone who, you know, did that thing where you ride up a, back in the 20s where you just jump, you're riding a horse up a incline and you just dive into the ocean. I mean, that was a sport. Maybe there was someone who got shot out of a cannon. I don't know. But what I do
know...
You're
just a thrill seeker.
...is that, well, just with boogie boarding. Like, I went boogie boarding with my husband this week, and I gotta say, we caught some lightning out there. We caught some lightning. That's all I gotta
say. Was it just the two of you?
It was just the two of us. We dropped our son at school, and then we just went.
Oh, nice. A little boogie boarding day date.
Little boogie boarding day date. And I like to think that I have a gift of seeing the good waves, right? Mm. So I tell everyone around us, if there's anyone there, boogie board or no boogie board, oh, here she comes, right? It's like, oh, this is the one. This is the one, everyone. And then they're like, what? Who is this bitch? But I'm like, let's get him ready. And I see John, my husband, turn his board. And I'm like, this is it. And it was. It was a staircase wave that you would never believe. We were like,
wow.
We were at the top of the staircase. We came crashing down. We did it.
So you don't ever get tumbled under?
I always get tumbled under. I'm like always like next to drowning. But I shoot to my feet.
I shoot
to my feet and I get back out there in the waves.
Are you stepping on weird things out there
always.
In the ocean?
There's like paper, plastic bags.
Into your leg. There's like little sharp things and there's squishy things.
That's why I don't go in the ocean. I know. Do I always send you the one, like the videos where they're like, there was a shark at the Malibu Shore today?
Yeah, there's sharks in there too.
No.
Sharks in there.
But I don't care.
There's weird fish.
A great time. I highly recommend boogie boarding. If you have not done it and you've wanted to, this is your year. This is your summer.
This is your sign.
Get in the water and get your boogie board and go. Go.
And boogie.
She's waiting for you. That's what I have to say.
Okay.
Well, let's get into
it. Today, we have a caller, which is very exciting. Her name is Summer. I found her on TikTok. She is freaking hilarious. Her handle is at everything.about.summer. So at everything.about.summer. On TikTok, go follow her. She is so funny. She shared this story and I was crying laughing. And I'm like, okay, she's got to get on here. And her story like immediately went viral, continues to go viral because it's so funny and everyone loves it too. So I'm so excited that we get to talk to her. Let's call her up. Hi, Summer.
Hi, Summer.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited to hear your story. I obviously already know it and love it, which is why you are here. Mary Kate is hearing it blindly for the first time because we love to surprise her.
You don't know anything?
She knows nothing. And we love it that way. So we like to surprise each other and we never know what the other person's going to say because it keeps it fun and interesting. And no one knows what you're going to say out in the world. So they get to hear it too.
It's a gift. Exciting. It's such a gift. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So get into it. You can tell as much details as you want. You can tell more than you told on TikTok. Whatever you want to tell is up to you.
Okay. So like I wake up for work one Friday morning, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a dress down day, which I kind of thought was dumb because we wear scrubs already. And I was like, how's it dressing down? To be like, hey, wear your favorite outfit. Like, I'm like, okay, whatever. So like, you know, I put on like, I have this shirt and it's like a coral, like button down. It's vintage. It has like little like white flowers on it and like a pair of high-waisted jeans. And I'm all feeling all like hot, you know, like,
yeah.
So then I'm about to like get ready. Like I call my Uber and it's like 10 minutes away. And I start to feel like a little bit queasy. And I'm like, I'm on a GLP-1. So I instantly was like, oh, I probably should eat something or, you know, and I took vitamins. So my stomach was hurting from that maybe. So I go in my fridge and it's Friday. I go shopping on Saturdays. So there's literally nothing in there but my leftovers like from the night before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's like some chicken wings with like blue cheese. And then there was like a tomato salad. It was like tomato and onions and like vinegar.
Yeah.
So I just like wolf it all down like immediately. Like I'm just standing in front of the fridge with the fridge open, like watching my Uber notifications.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
just,
my
like,
God.
Just like it all down.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, perfect. Uber's about to be here, right? So I get in the Uber. We're in the Uber. The guy's like, how's it going? How's your day? And he has like good music on. So we're like chit chatting. And then in the middle of us talking, my stomach is like,
like, oh no.
Like it was like it sounded like a cat growling or something. And he was like, are you all right? And I was like, he's like looking at me weird. And I'm like, and I didn't even really say anything. I just was like, I was about to say, I think I have indigestion because I just ate too fast.
Yeah.
And then I felt my mouth like start to water.
Oh, no.
Like a lot. And I was like, no, this is not happening right now. Like, this is not happening. And he looks at me and he goes, that's not happening in my car. And I was like, and I'm just like looking around and I can't think of anything. And he's trying to pull over, but there's like morning traffic.
Oh my God.
And like the road we're on, it's not like a super busy road, but it's like not good shoulders like to stop on.
Sure.
So he's like trying to find anywhere.
Like he's going to get a hit from his side.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So then I'm like, so I'm sitting there and I'm looking around and there's nothing. So I take my shirt, like, you know, when you're collecting eggs, like in the other
You used your shirt.
Dead. Dead.
So I take my shirt, right? And I'm like this. And he's like, no, 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 no. Like, he's so in denial. Like, he's like, this is not happening right now. Like,
and to clarify really quickly, you're in the front seat.
No,
you're
in the back
seat. You're in the back seat. Okay. I wasn't sure if you were in the front or the back seat. Okay.
I was in the back seat. Okay. But I always sit on the passenger side. So if the driver wants to talk to me, I can still look at them.
Yes. Right. Love it.
So you're diagonal with him. You've got great view. And yes. He's seeing
so
it all.
He's like turning this way. And I'm sitting here like,
you've got your shirt like ready to barf. Like you're ready to roll. Right.
And it's like just my eyes are peeking over my shirt. So like, it's like, I almost wore the shirt, but it was like, I'm like this. Like,
I want to like, cry for you.
I think like ABBA was playing too, which I didn't even like think about. This
that's hilarious.
You're like about to.
And I'm
barf.
Like, oh, I love ABBA. Like, you know, like when we first get in the car.
Like, I love this whole movies, all the movies.
Yeah, I'm like, it was either ABBA or Queen. It was like some kind of song, and then I thought about Wayne's World, and then I almost wanted to laugh. Like,
yeah,
like.
Laughing
like,
would
if it was Bohemian Rhapsody, I would have been done for. Like,
yeah, 100%.
So he's like, no, no, no. And he's pulling over. So he slowed down at this point. He's pulling over. And I'm still sitting there. I've never made so much eye contact with anybody, I think, in my life. And I'm like, how's he even working the car right now? Like, you should not be. And I'm like, look away. Like, please look away. But the whole time I can't talk. I didn't say anything. If I open my mouth, I know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just would not talk. I'm just sitting there like trying to swallow everything.
Oh my God. You're probably so pale too and sweating. He's just like,
right.
Oh my
and
God.
And he told me I didn't look good. And then I started wiping like my forehead with my shirt because I was sweating.
Yeah.
Oh, this shirt is
right.
That
like
always
like
happens.
A champion.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. So then I'm thinking, okay, we're going to make it. And then it just, it happened.
Oh my God. Like,
in the midst of him pulling over.
Oh, did he, was he,
you
like,
were so right? close.
Well, the thing for me that I didn't realize was that my shirt was a button down. So it had holes in it. So literally, I am puking with the strength of a fire hose, like Exorcist style.
Oh my God, oh my God.
And my shirt's like this, and it literally made it like a sprinkler.
I'm dead.
It like shot through the holes, shot to the windshield.
Oh like, my God. Sprinkler of puke.
It shot to his windshield. That is like insult to injury.
It hit the front window. It flashed back on me and hit the back window. It was like the most aggressive vomiting I've ever done in my life. Like I've downed 13 Jaeger bombs and not vomited like that.
Oh,
like,
my, oh my God.
That's an amazing comparison.
Right. Right. So then the way he got out of the car was the best for me. Because he was literally, he was pulled over at this point, but it just wasn't stopping. Like, there was just the momentum at that point. So, he literally, this was, like, him in the seat, like, slunk all the way down and, like, slid out the door, like.
So, he just, like,
because he didn't want to get hit with it.
And he, like, slithered out of his own door.
He did. It was like, oh, it's like he had my no, God. Like, you know, like when they say cats are liquid, like he was liquid in that moment.
You covered his entire car with throw up.
A crime scene. It's a crime scene.
So then I finally. Upsetting.
What happened? Like, what happened when it stopped?
It gets worse, man. It gets so much worse.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Oh, my face. I finally have like a pause where I can like stop. And I get out of the car because I'm like, please don't, like, if I'm going to do more, like, let me do it on the side of the road.
Yeah,
right. So he goes to his trunk and he's like, you know, F this up, not at me, but he's just upset.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Understandably.
Right.
And he pulls like a plastic bag, like out of the car and a blanket. And he's like, take off your like vomity clothes. And he's holding the blanket up like on the side of the road.
Oh,
like, because he felt so bad for me.
Like, so sweet.
Yeah.
So he just, like, put his blanket like, around you, like, you have, like, bare shoulders, but, like, barf like, all over your face. You're just like, okay, where do
hair.
We go now?
Right. So thankfully, like, I always wear, like, bike shorts and, like the sports bras I wear, they're kind of like little camis almost, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're just like a crop.
I'm always wearing that, too.
So
I get it.
On the side of the road.
Huh? Yeah, I'm wearing that too. I always wear the like bike shorts if you're gonna wear like some, like a longer shirt or whatever. Like
right, so right. Like, and I protected. like they come up a little bit higher. So with my high waisted jeans, they like hold it in a little bit, you know. So I was like, all right. So I was fine on the side of the road. But so then he gave me the blanket. He put my clothes in the bag, and then he's like, he takes like a Wawa cup, which like. I'm sure you know what Wawa is, but like, have you been to a Wawa?
It's like a gas station, essentially.
Okay,
but like,
okay.
It's a nicer gas station.
So he gives you a Wawa cup for what? Yeah. Like a water? Or?
Well, he had a Wawa cup, and he starts trying to scoop things off the floor of the car.
Scoop the barf. Oh, man.
I'm just on the side of the road.
You're just,
and
first
just
of all,
like cursing at himself.
You're going right home. Like, there's no way you're going to dress down casual work day. Like, you're going home.
Right. So he looks at me and he's like, what did you even eat? Like, this blue, and he's about to say blue cheese. I know it. And he starts puking.
I just sounded like a dying animal. That's how hard I'm laughing. I cannot see. I've gone blind.
So then
he's like, is this blue cheese?
Literally, he's like, he's so like, what did you eat? Like,
is he puking in his own car or on the side of in his own car?
In the passenger seat.
He, like, oh my God. Into
oh my God.
Trying to scoop.
I feel like puking too. This is
this
hilarious.
Is amazing.
It's so funny,
this is
though.
So
he's
good.
Puking in his own car now.
Yeah. And he, oh my God.
Seeing him re-triggers me, like, and I'm just standing there holding my bag of clothes. I start puking, and no, does it go on the side of the road? No, it goes right into my bag full of clothes.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, let me marinate these a little bit more. Glad I wore my favorite outfit.
Dead. Dead.
It's summer. Right. This is the best story I've ever heard in my life. I have to say,
I told you it was good.
I am so glad that you came to tell us this story. So what happened when it was all done? Like, you've got a blanket on. There's barf everywhere. There's barf in his car. Was he like, I gotta go? Did he leave you on the side of the
road? I was worried. I thought he was gonna leave me on the side of the road. I would have left me.
No, no way. He looked out for you. He was like, here's a towel. You can wear this.
Right. So he was like, do you think you can make it the ride home? And I'm like, maybe 10 minutes from home. Not even. My job's like 10 minutes from home. So it's not far. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. So then he pulls out another bag, he ties up the bag I had, and then he gives me a clean bag and he's like, all right, we're going to try.
Oh my God.
He is like some kind of champion.
A valiant Uberer.
Oh, right, that is a five-star review. That is a five-star review.
We get to my house and he's like, can I use your hose?
Oh my God.
He's like hosing off his floor mats and stuff. And I was like, I got to lay down, dude. But like, you can have my hose like as long as you need it. Like, yeah. And he's like, yes. No, I hope you feel better. And I'm like, okay. So I walk in the door and then I feel it again. Like, I'm going to puke again. And I was like, oh my God, no, no. So I go to the bathroom, you know, confer with the toilet for a while.
Like, you're not going to like this.
And meeting.
Yeah.
Business end with the toilet. Oh my
gosh. Wait, so do you think it was food poisoning from the food that you doubly ate? So you were already sick with food poisoning from eating that food? And then you ate it again and then it made it even worse?
I don't know. What I think is because I take Mounjaro or like a GLP-1, like kind of like Ozempic. And I had just doubled my dose like a couple days before
maybe
that.
Maybe that's it.
And if you're not eating, if you're not eating properly and you're not hydrating, which I definitely wasn't like for a couple days. And I got so used to like the lower dose, I think, that I was like, oh, I don't really get side effects, you know?
Yeah.
But I really think because a few hours later, I was like, fine.
Oh, good.
Like,
my God. I don't mean to laugh, but I have to say that is something that people need to know might happen. like if that is the case, like, that sounds like it was a nightmare for you, but in the funniest way.
And there's more to the story. There's more to the story.
Yeah, there's still more to the story.
What? Okay. Sorry.
There's more to the story.
Mary Kate's going to lose it.
I know. I am going to, this is the best thing. I mean, go on.
She's
going to
lose it.
I'm
so excited.
So then I come out of the bathroom and I'm thinking, I want to like soak these clothes immediately.
Yes, sure.
Can't find the bag anywhere. Left it in his car.
Her favorite outfit. Her favorite Your outfit
favorite
of all time.
Right.
My favorite jeans, my favorite shirt, both from like Torrid. So like, I'll never get those again.
You got to get them.
Had them for years. And I'm fixated. They're like my comfort. Like, those jeans are like my comfort jeans. Yes. Just like my leggings are like a thing.
Yes.
I get very fixated on certain clothing items.
Yeah.
Like, I have a hoodie that I wear all the time. Like,
same.
Sleeping. I have a Baby Yoda onesie that I've had for years. I sleep in that all the time.
I love it. No, you that have those pieces so that are your core pieces. Like, if I lost my favorite jeans, I would go anywhere to get them back. You know, it's like, that's what
it's
it
like,
is.
I'm like on Poshmark. Like, maybe I can find one there before I have to deal with this
guy again.
But
they won't fit the same. They never fit the same. Right. Even if it's the same exact size, same brand, like, they never fit exactly the same.
Right.
They're all
it's
different.
Never exactly the same. You're right.
So that guy is like driving home, like, was that a dream? And then he turns around and there's like this bag of Barfy clothes in his backseat. He's like, are you kidding me? Like, she left her clothes in my car.
So then I message Uber and they're like, do you want to pay the $20 fee to get your items retrieved? And I'm like, thinking about it, like, do I want them back? But of course I did.
Yeah.
So I said, fine. So I paid the $20. They're like, okay, we have to give him your phone number. I said, that's fine. Have him text me. Like, it's cool. And I've done that before. I've left like my wallet and they've done it that way and it's been fine. So he texts me and he's like, oh, I'll come back this time or whatever. I'm like, cool. Sounds good. I fall asleep for like a good, like 4 hours, I think.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I get his text saying he had left the clothes or whatever on the front steps. Well, there was like a bunch of stray cats outside in our neighborhood.
What?
If you leave a trash bag out, like, you need a lid on every trash can.
Oh my God.
They're like raccoons.
So Right, right. So then I go out and literally all these cats are just like my, like attacking this, like the bag, rolling it's all over my porch.
In your barf.
Now yeah. There's puke all over the porch. It's inescapable.
It's everywhere.
Your nice contained bag of puke that you have your is now all
like
all
the
of your
pink
barf.
Stuff like from Ghostbusters. When it like floods out of the
plasma, it's like the plasma everywhere.
Oh my God.
I just see the pink stuff. I'm like, you know when the toaster dances? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this story.
Right. The hose does not reach that side of my house. So I put on a big pot of water to boil. And I grab the clothes. I like use some OxyClean on them. I pre-treat them with Dawn. I wash them. Throw them in the wash. Dump the water on the porch, whatever. Everything's fine. I'm like, okay, I'm going to lay back down now. And I think like the events of the day are over. So then he texts me again and goes, hey, did you get your stuff? And I said, yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for being like so nice all day. And he was like, I'm just saying like, that was a weird breakfast. Like, I have to say that. And I was like, you know, I get it, but I said, tummies don't tell time. Like, that's what I tell people all the time.
Yeah.
I can never eat certain things at a certain time of the day. Like if I want to eat it at that point, I eat it at that point.
Yeah.
I like it. I think that's great. Totally. You get to feed yourself whatever you're in the mood for. Good.
Right. And especially when you're on a GLP-1, you get weird like food aversions. So it's like, you'll find I can't eat sweets anymore, like at all since I've been.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Not everybody's like that. But for me, it's like, I crave like salty stuff like all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like I get like comfort foods like every week. Like I'll be like, okay, this week I'm only eating plain kettle cooked chips. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So like it was like, I don't know. I just am like that. So I told him that. I said, I'm a weird eater. I don't know what to say. Like I eat what I eat, like whenever I want. And then he was like, well, you're still kind of cute. Like maybe we can go have a drink sometime.
Look at her face. The best meet cute ever. The best meet cute ever.
Meet puke.
Meet puke. That's the name of the episode. Meet puke.
Wait, did you date him? Are you dating?
Uber meet puke.
No, this actually only happened like 2 weeks ago.
Isn't that crazy? It just happened.
Are you gonna go out?
No.
No, he wasn't cute for you. It wasn't mutual.
No,
that was the worst. So first of all, he puked all over his car. He's still like, I'm going to shoot my shot. And you're like, no, thanks.
No, I said yes.
Hard pass.
Okay. You did say yes? Okay.
Yeah, I said yes. I was like, sure.
Okay, good.
Like, I might as well give him a chance. Like, he was that nice to me. Like,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of guys, I could be dating a guy for 6 months who won't be that nice if I throw up on him.
Like, yeah. No, that's very nice. That is clearly so he was telling. Into you.
Yeah,
so what has happened? What's
and he's
happened?
A nice
You're
guy.
Not going to go out with him,
right? So then, I posted that on TikTok the same day because I with you know like that little like wormy Muppet guy.
Yeah, yeah, Pepe.
I know Katie saw it, but you haven't seen it. But yeah, you know when people post their horrifying stories with that,
it's my favorite.
Slides.
Yeah, so good.
So long. So I post it. I go back to bed. I wake up and like 200,000 views.
Oh. Yes.
It's at 1.5 million now.
Yay!
You're on viral.
And it's going to keep going up because it's amazing. It's such a great story.
I have like 12 followers. Now I have like 1,000.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm like thinking, I'm just going to post this because I need to like put it out there. Because
yeah.
I'm so mortified, but also like, this is hilarious. Like, but then I also was like, no one's really going to look at it. It'll just be like nice to write it down, like a diary kind of thing. And literally the amount of like response, and there's so many women on there who were like, I threw up on my husband on our first date and we have 7 kids now.
I love that.
Right.
Wait, but did he see it? Did he find out?
Yeah, did he see it? Was he like, oh.
Well, this is what happened. So,
oh my gosh.
I waited a couple days and then I was asking people in the comments, like, should I text him? Should I wait for him to text me again? Like, whatever. And somebody said, I would give it a couple days. So Sunday night, I was like, hey, did you want to get that drink like sometime this week? And I said, like, how's the car situation or whatever? Like trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And he said, did you make a TikTok about this?
Oh!
Immediate response.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, that's not bad.
Oh, no.
Is that bad though? I don't think that's bad. I feel like it continues the meet cute.
No, I think it is actually pretty cute.
You immortalize the moment that you met him. I didn't say
anything like bad, like, or anything that would identify him. You read it. Like,
right. And what did he say about it?
He said, I don't really want to go out with someone who like puts everything on social media.
Oh, come on. Like,
right. I said, I hardly ever put things on social media.
This is not a picture of your dinner.
It was way worse for you. You had to tell your story of puking everywhere. Like, it's
right.
Way worse.
And everybody's like, girl, like, don't let go of that one. Like, and to be fair, I'm really weird. So like, I'll give anyone a chance.
Oh, you gotta handle weird. Me. Like,
I love it.
No, I mean weird in the best way though.
Yeah. Yes. So we'll see. Who knows what'll happen down the road.
I think
that's perfectly fine to put that out there. It's not like, you're not that person that's like, you're gonna tell every single date and every single thing and like,
Well,
you're like, maybe I will.
I have some videos of weird date stories too.
I love those. You're a great storyteller, so keep sharing them. You know what? Please. Like, the right person will find you because that's the way that life works.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be recovering from this for the rest of the show. I'm literally just going to – I'm, like, exhausted from laughing. That made me laugh so hard. And honestly, you – whether or not you end up dating this person, he sounds great because of everything that you've said about this in this story. But if you don't, you have brought so much laughter to people.
Yeah.
And like, it's a perfect storm. That's why we have this podcast, is because there's so many perfect
stories. It's always some kind of...
Well, believe us, we'd be happy to have you back anytime.
Please come back.
Oh my God, I'll come on anytime. My friends always are like the weirdest, craziest stuff. Like, I can't do anything but laugh about it. Like, I'm always like, for the plot.
Exactly. You got to do it for the plot. But please come back on here. Summer, thank you so much for telling us your story. You're hilarious.
So
everyone,
nice
go follow her.
You made my whole week. This is going to set me through the whole week. I'm just going to be like, woo! I'm going to have my flashbacks of the story you told me in my head. Oh, so good.
Go find my TikTok. You can read like the slides.
Yes.
I am. I'm going
so
on TikTok
funny.
Just for you.
Everyone go follow Summer on TikTok. She's hilarious. Yes.
Aw, you guys are sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You rule.
Bye. Have a great rest of your night.
Night.
Day and night.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Okay. This comes from Reddit, and Glitching Gecko writes, staying with my in-laws for a week in my early 20s. Husband and I had been dating about 2 to 3 years. Comfortable being there, but still a bit stilted in direct conversation. He was at uni for the day. I was helping around the house since my father-in-law was sick. What we didn't know early on was that he had norovirus. And by the late afternoon, myself, brother-in-law, and mother-in-law all had come down with it.
Man, that's a fast spreader.
It goes fast, yeah.
Super spreader.
Husband's symptoms thankfully waited until he was home from lectures. I recovered within about 18 hours, and everyone else was still losing it from both ends. Can you imagine being in your in-law's house and, like, everyone has norovirus? That's a crash landing. I spent a few hours swapping and rinsing out buckets whenever one of the bathrooms were free, and everyone started to settle down. Decided to go for a shower before bed. Within about 3 minutes, my mother-in-law knocks on the door, apologizing, but she's desperate, and the other bathroom is in use. So she's in the shower, and her mother-in-law's like, oh, no. Can I come in there, please, please? I tell her it's fine. Thankfully, it was an opaque shower curtain, and she comes in to use the toilet. The smells and sounds were intense.
How could she even do it? I know it's an emergency, but I don't think I could just shit in there and puke with somebody in the shower, you know? I mean, I guess it's her daughter-in-law, but, like, that's so awful.
I'd probably go outside. Like, I'd probably find a corner in the yard or something and just run out there. But she said, I was stuck standing behind the shower curtain until she was done. Probably a joint most embarrassing moment ever at the time. But 20 years later, it's now just a funny story. Definitely broke the ice between us. I think is so funny.
If she was like a bitchy mother-in-law that you had issues with, now you're like, you done shit in front of me. Yeah. So we're good.
Yeah, like, seriously.
We're cool.
Yeah. If there's like any one-upping to be done, it is.
Yeah. Okay. So my next story comes from Cora, and Bobby Sweet writes, I brought my girlfriend to the house to listen to records. We were having fun when she said, let's do some body paint with fluorescent paint.
Damn.
Damn.
When you turned out the light and turned on a black light, all you could see was the glowing fluorescent paint. Everything else was dark on the body. So we stripped down to our underwear so we wouldn't get paint on our clothes and had a larger area to paint on. There we were, two teenagers in only our underwear, painting each other with the black light on. Oh. Remember, where there's no paint, it's dark. We both agreed to strip naked and see what it looked like. Innocent, right? Not so much. Things heated up just by the touching and painting of our bodies. To a point, kissing and heavy petting took first stage. We were almost out of control, caressing each other's sexual parts while kissing, when my mother knocked on the door to bring us some freshly baked cookies and lemonade.
That's crazy.
So innocent and cute that she's like, ladies, open up. I have fresh baked cookies and lemonade. My instinct was to find my underwear and put them on, but I knew she couldn't see anything with the black light on. Well, I didn't account for her to turn the light on like any normal person would do coming into a dark room.
Oh my God.
She's like, I'm hidden. She can't see me. It's dark. Well, I didn't account for her to turn the light on like any normal person would do coming into a dark room. And boy, all three of us were shocked when the lights came on and my girlfriend and I were butt naked with juices coming out of our pubic areas.
Oh, so damn. Like, that's okay.
Very,
well,
that is very graphic.
That's very graphic.
Very graphic. She set the cookies and lemonade down and turned to go out of the room when she said, please put your underwear on at least. I was so embarrassed. My voice turned squeaky and I said, yes, we're just making out.
Oh, that's so... Okay, first of all, I mean, I got to go back to the black light, like, paint. I think that that's kind of a cool thing to do. Like,
yeah.
Usually, like, great, yeah, let's make out, but, like, why not put some black light and what is it,
like,
fluorescent paint?
On their bodies.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. It's kind of like, cool. I like it. But I love it. I love the mom's just like, hey, just get your underwear on and here's some cookies.
I know. Cookies and lemonade.
That mom is cool. Mm-hmm. That's a cool mom right there. That's good. That's a good one. Woof. All right. This is from Panto Horse. I'm from Reddit. And they write, when I was in high school, our district made the decision to close another local high school and merge it with the one I was attending. There were suddenly tons of new students to get to know. I'm socially awkward at best. And it was suddenly at an all-time high. There was this one kid whose surname was Valentine. One day, when we were both hanging around in the same large group, I leaned over to him and said something incredibly stupid and cringy about how he must be a real ladies' man with a name like Valentine. What 14-year-old uses the phrase ladies' man? I was immediately embarrassed by saying something so stupid. It was only made worse when it was pointed out to me that the kid's name wasn't Valentine. It was Valentine. And I'd just been mishearing it. Also, the kid I'd said my cringy comment to wasn't him. It was another new student that just looked kind of like him.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that funny?
So like that, like, age and just saying dumb things, it just goes hand in hand. That's just part of it.
Right.
Par for the course.
I have to say, the question makes sense. Hey, you must be a real ladies man if your name is Valentine. Hello. I get it. It's a great little sort of pun, you know, but didn't work
right?
out.
Right?
Didn't work out.
Okay. My next word comes from Cora, and Derek Kent writes, as a 19-year-old undergrad, I took a summer job working in a bar in the UK. The bar was in a tourist resort, and it was a very hot, sunny day, so everyone was at the beach a mile away. I was late for work, so I dashed off, arriving just as my female boss was opening the doors. She left me to it after unlocking everything. An hour later, I was desperate for a pee. No one had entered the bar since my arrival, and I tried to hold on hope that my boss would return. The cash register was obviously unlocked, and I couldn't lock it. Eventually, I was in agony. No one had shown up. I had to go before my bladder bursts. There was a long dog-legged corridor. At one end, the restroom. At the other end, the entrance of the bar. I figured I'd hear anyone entering the empty building, so I risked taking a leak. It was a protracted operation. As I finished, I heard the door. I immediately panicked, and I ran back to the bar without even washing my hands. When I got there, I realized I was in agony. In my rush, I'd caught well over an inch of the underside of my penis in my zipper.
Get out of here. Oh, my God. I don't
As
even
my
have a
female
penis,
boss,
I feel that in my body.
As my female boss entered the bar, she caught groaning and wriggling as I cautiously tried to free myself.
That is.
She asked me what the hell I was doing. I panicked again, not wanting to let her know I left the register unattended. In a quick flash, I replied, I pissed in the sink. Oh. In my defense, I'm like, that's horrible, too.
That's terrible.
In my defense, I was in pain. I had taken a leak and I was standing at the small sink used to wash glasses. She was shocked. I thought I might have upset her, so I confessed, and she offered to help me.
Oh.
There followed an awkward 15 minutes where my now bleeding penis was eventually freed right in front of her. That wonderful lady never said a word to anyone. It was our secret.
That's not the kind of secret you want.
No.
You give each other like a knowing look like, remember that time? Okay,
remember
wait.
Remember that time I got my dick stuck in my zip? Wait. Remember that time you saw my penis and helped me get it out? That was good times.
You got my dick stuck in my zip. Sometimes I think about that time when I got my dick stuck in my zip. And you came to my rescue like an angel. Also, can we go back to that comment when he's just like, nothing happened. I peed in the sink. Like, what?
I peed all over the bar glasses. It's fine. It's all good. I was about to just hand you one to drink out of.
Here,
you want a beer?
Just don't take one of those. Yeah. Katie, yeah. You are getting out of roll. You want a beer? Oh, that's good. Okay. Woo. That is not a meat cute.
No.
That's a meat gross. Okay, this, wait, so the third one, this is my third story. It comes from Zealous Earth Cat from Reddit. Excuse me, sorry. Oh my God, these stories are so funny. When I was in middle school, I was on the track team. I was never very fast and was definitely one of the kids they threw into random events because they didn't have anyone else to run them. So,
aww.
I know. So one day at a track meet, I began the 400, one lap around the track. And for the first time ever, I am in the lead. I was winning the whole time and about 6 feet from the finish line when I tripped over my own feet.
Aww.
As many people know, track teams are huge. So not only were there two full track teams who witnessed this, but also all of their parents and friends who had showed up to support them. I was mortified. I limped off the track, bawling my eyes out. And in the
poor
last
baby.
Place.
And
the coaches just told me to go home. My mom was there. I remember crying the whole way home because people were making fun of me and laughing at me. But now, whenever anyone in the family tells a story, we cannot help but bust out laughing, especially since my middle name is Grace. And oh, the irony.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Yeah, I hate that. I like that kind of stuff is just like watching someone ruin a house or something, like seeing someone almost win something and then trip and then like fall and then people rush by them and then they come in last.
It ain't good. Okay. My last story comes from Cora, and Mark Hines writes, years ago, I worked the graveyard shift at Walmart. Now, one particular night, something I'd eaten during my lunch or one of my snack breaks started a serious buildup of pressure. Uh-oh. Not wanting to offend my coworkers or any of the few customers we would get wandering in the store at odd hours, I held it in. And I held it. And I held it.
Okay.
It got to the point where I was fairly sweating from the sheer painful effort of keeping the beast at bay.
Oh,
and yet... Yeah. Still I held.
Oh, wow.
Finally, I got a chance to make a break for the back storeroom. I got as far back in as I could, did a quick proximity check for any potential innocent victims, and then I cut loose with a horrendous peal of thunder. I was like, that is so ridiculous.
That is too much.
He just like blasted the loudest fart of his life. I had no more began to crack a smile of relief when a chastising older woman's voice snapped, I heard that.
Where did she come from?
In my agonized haste, I had forgotten about the receiver whose shift began in the wee hours of the morning and who kept a desk behind some racks adjacent to my chosen bombing ground. I muttered an apology and retreated back to the sales floor. So he went, he basically like farted on this poor woman back there. She's like, I'm here.
Like, I heard that.
I know. I was like, oh, sweet baby.
You know that that person is old school because they did. They that is the classic old school thing to say. Yeah. I heard that, you little whippersnapper. But I mean, it could have been a lot worse. But that it is such embarrassing. So embarrassing, man. Woof.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My last story comes from Lorraine in Ohio. And she writes, it was the middle of summer and I was at camp. At 14, I was the most awkward kid you could ever imagine. Now, I'm a confident woman looking back, but I can safely say that I look like a brainy snake with glasses.
So a brainy snake with glasses. Specific.
I know. I was a no curves, near-sighted beanpole.
Aww.
Wow. I was also excruciatingly shy in public. I came from a family of six, so being the middle among my siblings, I could be very confident and funny. It was a different story when I got around other humans. My parents sent us all to different camps that summer, so I was alone. And I encountered my first bully in sailing class. He was a normal-looking person, but always had that I-eat-too-much-sugar gleam in his eye. A little danger. He terrorized me. Kept saying, let me get that for you, Four Eyes, as he reached for an anchor buoy, and then he'd start to hand it to me and drop it in the water.
Rude.
I took the blame, never wanting to encourage him. His friends would come and create a table with their bodies behind me, and then he'd push me over them onto my already too fragile tailbone. Did that happen to you when you were a kid?
What?
When did you, like, people would like get behind you and then someone would push you over them and you'd be like, whoa, and like fall over their body?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. You're that. Like, I did that to people, but...
No, I didn't push people. I don't push people. I don't remember that happening. That's pretty horrible.
Whoa, do you need your eyes checked, Four Eyes, he'd say? That's so annoying. If you're going to be a bully, can you just be a little bit more, can you have some more versatility? You know what I mean?
I always thought Four Eyes was, such a dumb, weird...
It's, 1980s bully talk.
But it's not even funny.
It's not even offensive. Weird. It's yeah, I have glasses. I'm nearsighted.
Four Eyes.
He was the most unoriginal whatever bully. And to be clear, only a few people laughed at his dumb jokes and I got a lot of offers for help up from these moments. This asshole's behavior slowly made me a lion in sheep's clothing. I began to fume and plot. As the camp went on, I plotted and plotted my revenge. I waited for the moment. It came on the second to last day of camp. We were all jumping off of these large rocks into the lake below. We were all in our bathing suits, and I fell in line to jump right behind my bully.
Ooh. Man,
she's going to, kill him. Murders him.
I know what she's going to do.
Oh, really? Okay. He turned and looked at me and said, oh, it's Four Eyes. Watch and learn so you don't miss the edge. And he turned to jump. Like grease lighting, I pantsed him.
Yeah, I knew it. I love it. Yeah.
His naked butt and bare front shown to everyone, and he had the smallest little penis, and he just fell screaming into the water below.
I actually
got high fives from other kids he'd been mean to. The camp counselors either didn't see me do it or turned a blind eye.
Nice.
Was petty revenge, but worth it. He didn't mess with me for the whole 24 hours left we had at camp.
I love a good revenge story.
I love a good revenge story too. That's brave. You got brave, and I mean, you don't want to hear about any bullies, but she got them.
And that's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, we want to hear it. Email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.